This is Dr. Max T. Younce, pastor of the Heritage Baptist Bible Church of Walnut Grove, Minnesota. This is our Bible class, and we are glad that you could join with us today. We hope that you will get your Bible out and be ready to follow along. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you. It is so good to have you join with us again at the same time each week. And again, we're so thankful to be able to come into your homes and to spend this time with you. We again want to thank you for the response that we get from the broadcast. We count it our blessing, and it's always nice to hear from those who will take time to write. And I know it's sometimes the hardest thing to do. Some people will say, you know, I've been listening, and I have for a number of years, but I've never taken time to write. Oh, I've wanted to, but I haven't. Well, thank you that after a number of years you've taken time to write, and we do appreciate that very, very much. Now we want to continue on speaking about what in the world does Martin Luther really believe. And as we've said, he believes just what the Catholic Church believes concerning water baptism. He never came out of the Catholic Church on many of the doctrinal issues. And most of his 96 theses, as we've said previously, has to do with the taking of money by the priest for the forgiveness of sins, for the indulgences and things like that. He was against that, and rightly so. But when it comes now to whether I'm going to heaven or hell, I have a choice. And you will find, and it's an amazing thing to me, how that such a following can follow a man that's been dead for 500 years. That's amazing to me. And when it comes to me going to heaven or hell, and like I stated, I think, in our last message, when I was just 17 years old, I went out drinking with some of my buddies, which we shouldn't have done. We thought we were hot shots, you know, you're 17, you know everything. We were drunk. Car rolls over, head goes through the windshield, and you're laying in the hospital bed there getting glass cut out of your neck, goes right to your jugular vein, and then stops. And when I look back, I just say, thank you, dear Lord, because if I'd have died, those preachers that I'd talked to would have sent me right straight to hell. The only thing they wanted to do is get me baptized or join the Catholic Church. Are you a Catholic, or have you been baptized? And I think I was baptized so many times the frogs knew my Social Security number. And I didn't have one of these preachers tell me the only way to heaven, Max Younce, is to put your faith in Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross, he was buried, he rose again, and there's nothing you can do, no promises you can make to God or anything else. It's believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And as Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 tells us so plainly, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And I was about 23 years old before a preacher came down to visit my wife and I and told me the very simple plan of salvation, and didn't have to run through this obstacle course as we get in Lutheranism, we get in Catholicism, and also some other denominations. But I'm very much interested in Martin Luther because of studying this man. He has been accredited to the Great Reformation and so forth. I wanted to know what this man really believed and what he really taught. So anyway, to make a long story short, we're going to examine here what the Evangelical Lutheran Churches of America, the Missouri Synod, Wisconsin Synod, these three churches believe the same thing when it comes to baptizing babies, when it comes to saying your baptism washes away your sins, and so forth. The Missouri Synod and the Wisconsin Synod don't have anything to do with the Evangelical Lutheran Churches of America. As I talked to one preacher here just some time back, He said, and he denounces them altogether as nothing but a liberal organization, and they have women preachers, your Missouri Synod and Wisconsin Synod totally denounce that, and in that respect they are right. There are no women preachers. God never gave the office to a woman. So they don't have anything to do with the ELCA because of that and some other doctrinal issues. But all three do believe that Martin Luther, when he said baptism washes away your sins, that's what their followers teach and what their preachers teach. Now, I want to start right out because I'm going to say again, I have the pamphlet by A.L. Berry. He was president of the Lutheran Church of the Missouri Synod. And basically, as we said previously, all three believe the same thing. We're talking about now going to heaven or hell when you die and what they have to say. In this pamphlet here, it's entitled here, What About Holy Baptism? I thought that was interesting because when we start out, we find out here, and in the first paragraph in this pamphlet here, it says, Now consider that in holy baptism, God actually does give us the gift of eternal life. Now let's learn more about this marvelous blessing, and then we shall proceed in a minute. That's what they say. Now the first thing that attracted my attention was a verse in the Bible that warns against adding to the Word of God. And I wondered, why in the world would they say holy baptism? And that's exactly what Martin Luther says, holy baptism. So I thought, well, this is going to be interesting because as many times as I've read the Bible through, I don't ever remember reading anywhere about holy baptism. So I looked in our concordance, and you can do this. You can buy you a Strong's Concordance that has every word in the Greek and the Hebrew in the Bible there, and we'll give you a definition of it. Now, you can get that. They cost about $12. If we order you one, we can get a little bit cheaper because of being a church. But it runs around $12, $13, something like that. And it's a very good piece of information to look up things, to check on things for yourself in your own home. You don't have to know Hebrew. You don't have to know Greek. It'll give you the Greek word and the Hebrew word, but you look it up in English, and then it'll give you just a very simple explanation of that, tell you how many times it's found in the Bible, and so forth. So I went through there and began to count up of all of the times, and it's about 231 times I find the word holy in the New Testament. And I said, well, I'm going to look down through here, and of course, I knew it wasn't in there, but I